Montana talks here. Live and local. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Who does this here? Is it Brett Baer on Special Report? Is that who does like the comedy roundup, you know, the late night joke roundup? I don't know if he does it anymore, probably because a lot of these so-called late night TV comedy shows just aren't comedy. They're not funny. They're just angry old liberals like Stephen Colbert and the rest of them, you know, by and large. I mean, even Conan O'Brien at one of the latest award shows just turned into yet another whiny liberal. Right. So anyway, I thought, hey, you know what? If we don't have one already available, a media montage of some of the late night or comedy show jokes, whether it's SNL, whether it's, I don't know, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or they're both still on TV, right? I don't know. Jimmy Fallon's on. We know Jimmy Fallon's on because he's on Fox News on Saturday night. And man, did he have some funny one-liners recapping the State of the Union address. Well, it's the presidential address since it's technically his first speech of the new term. It's not technically a State of the Union, but you get the point. President Trump's address last Tuesday, Jimmy Fallon had a great rundown in his monologue on Saturday night when he has his Saturday night show on Fox News. Anyway, here's Jimmy Fallon talking about Congressman Al Green, the Democrat who got ejected from the House chamber after waving his cane and yelling at the president for a really long time.
But it wasn't just the paddles that made the Democrats look old and out of touch, because while Republicans had Trump on stage yelling, fight, 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 Democrats had Al Green yelling, get off my lawn. Look at this. Green totally looks like some young kids knocked on his door and ran away. If you punks ever play ding dong ditch again, I'll wrap this cane around your head, you know?
All right, there you go. Then he had another one. He was talking about, you know, the little kid, the really cool 13-year-old kid who survived brain cancer and loves the police and wanted to become a police officer. And then President Trump made him an honorary Secret Service agent. Here's Jimmy Fallon with another roll-up on Saturday night.
Look at this right here.
I am asking our new Secret Service Director, Sean Curran, to officially make you an agent of the United States Secret Service.
Amazing. Like, it really is the sweetest thing you've ever seen. Unfortunately.
Actually, that wasn't even, I must have grabbed the wrong clip because it was the lead in to that part of the joke that was the best part. All right. That's what I get for trying to do a quick turnaround on something here right out the gates. But that's all right. I still got it. I got the longer form version I can trim down here during the next during our first news and weather break of the hour here. All right. And then, man, what else? Oh, there actually is a funny Jimmy Kimmel clip, because the Democrats are so embarrassing right now that even Jimmy Kimmel is embarrassed, which is saying something. Jesse Waters had that in a great Friday night segment that I listened to on the drive back from Glendive Saturday morning. So anyway, you want to hear this one and much more coming up right after this.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance for a spotty late-day rain shower developing. High temperatures close to 50 degrees for Bozeman, mid-60s though for Billings. For tonight, slight chance for light rain-snow mixture early in the evening, with overnight low temperatures dropping back into the lower part of the 30s. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Securing America.
As the debate continues over President Trump's proposed tariffs against imported Canadian and Mexican goods, Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem is reiterating the tariffs are about American safety and the fight against fentanyl as much as they are about economics. Noem spoke Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation.
These partnerships that we have in going after traffickers, cartels, the drug trade, and also human trafficking can be even stronger and built on in the future.
As an example, she cited a recent change made by Canadian officials.
Canada just recently is starting to allow us to access some of their criminal background histories that we need in order to know who's coming across our border and what they're bringing.
Noam saying the bottom line is
what we can do to stop the cartels from partnering with Chinese officials, laundering money, and bringing a poison into our country that is specifically designed to kill the next generation.
Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Montana's U.S. Senator Steve Daines says what's really happening behind the scenes with the Ukraine deal and 17 illegal aliens busted on a job site in Big Fork, Montana. Plus, Doge highlights wasteful spending, at least what they call wasteful spending, at the University of Montana. You know where all those headlines are at? MontanaTalks.com. Make sure you get the app on your smartphone as well and get the alerts, and you'll get that news right away in your inbox. Check it out.
Taking deductions for elder care. I'm Ginny Cosola with your Fox Business Tax Tip. Coming up.
It's the Will Cain Show. Watch it live at noon Eastern, Monday through Thursday on FoxNews.com or on the Fox News YouTube channel. And don't miss a show. Get the podcast 5 days a week at FoxNewsPodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
Doing taxes for a relative in a care facility? CPA Stephen Zellin of Zellin & Associates says make sure you keep track of all the costs.
A lot of the expenses paid to the facility may be considered to be medical expenses and can be included in the itemized deductions on Schedule A.
And there are also other deductions.
Long-term care insurance, those premiums are also considered to be medical expenses.
You are expected to file a tax return no matter how old you are. Ginny Cosola, Fox News.
Tackling the issues that shape our state. This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
But it wasn't just the paddles that made the Democrats look old and out of touch, because while Republicans had Trump on stage yelling, fight, 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 Democrats had Al Green yelling, get off my lawn!
All right, that was the joke we played from Jimmy Failla in the opening minutes of the show. All right, and then I went back and I had to pull the other joke from his Saturday night monologue. I played the wrong one just a few minutes ago, so here you go. This is the one I was looking for.
But as you know, they couldn't even put together a round of applause for a 13-year-old brain cancer patient, DJ Daniel, who became a Secret Service agent. Think about that. Democrats won't cheer when a boy becomes a cop, but they'll cheer when a boy becomes a girl. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, great monologue by Jimmy Failla, as always. Of course, a former New York City cab driver turned stand-up comedian. Now he's got his own show on Fox News on Saturday night. Man, we got a bunch ready to roll for you here. A ton of great audio clips and more. Yes, I saw it. Yes, we've got it already posted on the Montana Talks website right now. Flip-flop, flat-top, the fake, phony moderate. He's flip-flopping again. And he's not even a senator anymore. He's not even running for re-election. And yet here he is flip-flopping again. Somebody had a great question or a great comment on one of our social media sites. They're saying, why is he flip-flopping now? He's not running for office. Why did, you know, I mean, we got used to him flip-flopping during election years, but he's not running for office. So why is he flip-flopping on girls' sports and women's sports? I'll explain the answer to that question here. And we've got the audio. John Tester, former Democrat Senator John Tester, was on Bill Maher's program on HBO over the weekend. And, of course, here he was pretending to be the expert, pretending to be the one that has all the advice for the Democrats. And then Bill Maher said, but wait, didn't you lose your race in Montana? And John Tester totally tries to blame Kamala Harris for his loss and tries to pretend to be this moderate once again, even though he was just as radical as Kamala Harris is. So it's just like the guy's just a total phony. So why is he doing it? He's not running for office. So why is he still playing the phony, fake, moderate game? Short answer is it all comes down to money, and it all comes down to him wanting his name out there and wanting people to have him on their TV shows or their news program to make it look like he's some sort of freaking genius. And then he makes more money and he gets to travel around and pretend to be a big deal. The guy was like, I'm just going back to my farm in Big Sandy. Has anybody seen him in Big Sandy yet? But here he is the first time we see him talking about the big election loss. He's in Los Angeles, California. Right. Just going back to Big Sandy. Sure you are. I'll bet he's already got some K Street lobbyist deals that nobody's even announced yet. All right, but before we get to all that, since we're doing the late night comedy wrap up here, I was freaking dying. So Saturday morning on the drive back from Glendive, we had a great time with the Dawson County Republicans at the Dawson County Lincoln Reagan dinner on Friday night. So great to see all of you. And it was great to see our friend Tim from Savage there as well. I was telling the crowd, you know, poor Tim, he's listening on the Montana Talks app sometimes here in the 6 o'clock hour of the show. And I said, hey, you guys remember that time when Neil Young wanted to get Joe Rogan kicked off of Spotify? And Neil Young said, all right, Spotify, either you kick Joe Rogan off of Spotify or I'm leaving Spotify. And Spotify basically said, oh, man, you can get off Spotify. You know, so I was telling the crowd, poor Tim's pouring his cup of coffee like you guys. And he's like, what in the world? Why am I hearing Neil Young and this screeching sound over my app or over the radio right now? Well, it's not Neil Young, but the former director of the National Institutes of Health is apparently going through a tough mental health situation. Jesse Waters was highlighting all of these Trump protests and the radical wackos showing up at the Trump protests.
If cane's paddles and ponytails didn't scare anyone, try guitar.
Well, this is a song for all of those dreamers who are looking for answers to come our way. Scientists, doctors, students, all seekers, we share in the hopes for a much brighter day.
Democrats are going to need more than a guitar solo to sing the blues. They're going to need a whole band.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. Oh, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine.
Oh, this is the worst.
Oh, God. Were those bubble guns? Did you see that? They were bubble guns.
Oh, I think I was between Fallon and Terry when that part came on when I was doing the replay Saturday morning. And I was like, oh, for Pete's sake, these people are nuts. Later in that same segment, Jimmy Kimmel. Oh, first off, Tim and Savage, probably his coffee pot's probably broken now. He's going to need a new coffee pot after that crap he just heard on the radio. Jesse Waters said the Democrats are so embarrassing right now, even Jimmy Kimmel is embarrassed.
Democrats said choose your fighter, and they chose 80-year-olds with canes, cracked hips, and banjos. Even Jimmy Kimmel's embarrassed.
Yeah, we're not going to stand back and take it anymore. We're going to fight. What is that supposed to do besides embarrass everyone involved with it? You know, maybe I'll look into getting a medically induced coma for the next 4 years. Just wait and sleep it out.
Oh, there you go. Okay, flip-flop flat top. He's flip-flopping even though he's no longer in the Senate. We'll get to that and more next.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We're about to receive another lesson about governments and economic growth, specifically about how hard it is for any government, even a very large and powerful federal government, to make the economy grow faster, and how much more effective government has usually been at destroying growth. That's because when we received a report on how the U.S. economy performed in the first quarter this year, it's likely to show negative growth for the first time in 3 years. It's not set in stone, but according to the Atlanta Fed's well-regarded nowcast of GDP growth, growth will come in at minus 2.4% for the first 3 months of the year when it gets announced announced next month. It still might not come to pass, but if it does, it won't be a complete surprise. The upheaval in tariff policy alone has been destructive to growth. Not only does it pause investment and risk-taking to try to understand where policy is going, but it also steers spending to economically unproductive uses as businesses try to anticipate and mitigate their exposure to new costs. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lock. House Speaker Mike Johnson had to make a lot of promises for the House to advance its framework to eventually help pass parts of President Trump's legislative agenda. Johnson made several competing promises to different members of the House Republican Conference, and he muscled the plan to passage by a single vote. He now needs to placate tax writers who want a costly permanent extension of President Trump's 2017 tax cuts. There are also hardliners who want even deeper spending cuts if the tax provisions expand. And there are swing district members who want assurances on safety net programs. This comes even as billionaire Elon Musk raises questions about Johnson's plan and potentially President Trump. There could be changes to soften potential backlash vulnerable Republicans face. There's concern about the $880 billion in savings demanded from the House panel that oversees Medicaid. The Senate will never agree with those potential cuts. And that's why everyone is waiting to see if Johnson can keep his promises. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Good morning, everybody. It's time for your Daybreak Ag Report. I'm Russell Nemitz, and thanks for being with us here on the Western Ag Network. Well, this week, Farmers Union members are down in Oklahoma City for the National Farmers Union's annual convention. And last night, I talked with Montana Farmers Union President Walter Schweitzer about the tone at this year's convention.
I would say in one word, it's the uncertainty. We don't know what's going on. And, you know, these pauses and freezes, all the two new words that we're hearing out of Washington, D.C., that we, you know, it's new. We didn't used to hear these things, and it's commonplace every day. It's freeze. No, it's pause. No, it's freeze. And we just don't know what's going on. And it's just creating a lot of uncertainty in rural America.
And he said at the top of the list is the real possibility of another trade war with Canada, China, and Mexico at the expense of U.S. farmers and ranchers.
Well, it's our biggest customers. You just listed off our three biggest customers. And right now we're upsetting them. And you know, the results of the commodity prices in the grains, especially soybeans, corn, wheat, these low commodity prices that we're experiencing right now is a result of the last trade war. And you know, in 2024, we finally produced an average crop after two drought years, and so we were all pretty excited about that. But what happened is we lost our average market. And so when you take away a third or more of your market, it's going to have an impact on commodity prices.
Now, at the conclusion of this week's convention, National Farmers Union delegates will set the organization's grassroots policy. In the meantime, though, you can learn more by visiting nfu.org. Stay with us. We'll have more ag news right after this.
Hey, this is Jim Felton here with Felton Angus Ranch, inviting everyone to tune into our 52nd annual production sale. We'll be selling 100 head of aged Angus bulls and 100 head of Felton sire replacement heifers. Many of the bulls have been pap tested. If you're looking for Angus bulls with big time length, power, and performance, look no further. Sale will be broadcast from Superior Livestock Studios and will also be available on DV Auction. Feel free to give us a call at 406-220-1177 or check us out at feltonangus.com.
Has someone said you have to be a big operation to borrow with Montana Livestock Ag Credit? Or they only loan money to livestock producers? Well, that is just not the case. I'm Josh Doley, a loan officer with Montana Livestock, here to tell you whether you're a big or small ag operation or you farm or ranch, we're here for you. Our knowledgeable loan officers are willing to help when and where we can to a variety of ag operations across this great state. Give Montana Livestock a call today at 1-800-332-3405 or check us out at our website, ag-credit.com.
Well, a nationwide survey of beekeepers has revealed catastrophic honeybee colony losses across the U.S., with commercial operations reporting an average loss of 62% between June of 2024 and February of this year. These alarming losses, which surpass historical trends, could significantly impact U.S. agriculture, in particular crop pollination for almonds, fruits, vegetables, and other essential food sources. Total estimated economic loss, over $634 million. For the Western Ag Network, I'm Russell Nemitz.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint. This is where Montana talks.
Yeah, so flip-flop, flat-top, Liberal Senator John Tester. He was doing a big old fancy trip to Los Angeles. He loves the bistro Cacao in Washington, D.C. He loves going to Los Angeles and hanging out with all his left-wing buddies back there. But don't worry, at some point he'll come back. He'll throw on a Carhartt and pretend to be, oh, no, I'm just a farmer. The guy is such a phony. The guy is such a fraud. But somebody asked a really good question. Why is he flip-flopping now? So California Governor Gavin Newsom was the latest Democrat to actually speak out against men and women's sports and speak out against this radical transgender agenda. Kind of. He tried to play both sides, but still, it was pretty clear to everybody that he basically was saying, yeah, we shouldn't have men and women's sports. John Tester basically said the same thing. I'll play the audio for you here in just a second. But first, a couple of things. I just heard Democrat Walt Schweitzer, the brother of former Democrat Governor Brian Schweitzer, who's the head of the Farmers Union, which has always been the more liberal of the farm organizations. But I just heard him say that, oh, trade war with Canada and Mexico. I don't know if everybody got the news update, but the tariffs against Canada and Mexico did not go into effect last week. And by the way, Justin Trudeau, the left-wing pretty little prime minister of Canada, the guy who Donald Trump practically made cry last week, as Donald Trump is fighting for America to put America and American farmers especially first once again, Justin Trudeau is out. They've officially named the replacement that the liberals are going to try to prop up in place of the pretty little prime minister, Justin Trudeau. They picked a former central banker to replace Justin Trudeau up there. But anyway, yeah, so there you go. Here he is trying to undermine President Donald J. Trump. And yet, like, look at what just happened. Like, Trudeau's out. He like, Donald Trump practically made him cry. And the tariffs are not in as of yet. So how about we stop having the nonstop, you know, the undermining of the President of the United States, and instead, hey, work with the President of the United States and support his efforts to make America great again and make American farmers great. Put them first once again. The other thing that he said there, which I just think is totally off base, he said, well, the current markets, you know, for our grains and everything, that's the result of the last trade war. Oh, sure, because Joe Biden and John Tester were running this country into the ground for 4 years and massively increased the trade deficit. Oh, that's Trump's fault. Yeah, the Joe Biden John Tester trade deficit that they created, I think the trade deficit expanded by like 30% under Joe Biden's tenure.
Lying.
But leave it to these guys to blame it on Trump. Oh, for Pete's sake. Here we go. All right, back in 60 seconds. Two very interesting audio clips here from Flip Flop Flat Top on Bill Maher's HBO show over the weekend. Because as you guys know, Bill Maher, he's a liberal, but he's actually a liberal that actually has principles. And so he's been willing to criticize these far left activists. John Tester, he'll pretend to be a moderate. He'll play the fake moderate game. But he's a dyed in the wool leftist. He's just as far left as Tim Walz. Why do you think the Montana Democrat Party just brought Tim Walz to Helena for their big Mansfield Metcalf dinner? He's just as radical as Kamala Harris. But he just pretends not to be. he puts on the fake, phony, moderate shtick. So this was kind of interesting. He was on Bill Maher's program on HBO. Now, Democrats and then even some conservatives were like, oh, great, great to hear a Democrat stand up against the radical transgender agenda and say no to men and women's sports. Tester kind of did that, but not really. If you listen to this soundbite, you can tell that he's actually trying to undermine any efforts to protect women's sports. And Riley Gaines called him out. If you go to our Montana Talks website, you can see Riley Gaines calling him out.
In that statement, Gavin Newsom is 100% correct. We're talking about a very, very, very small number of people who, by the way, men shouldn't be playing in women's sports. It's a bunch of crap.
Oh, another Democrat saying it.
Yeah, no, but the truth is that it is blown so far out of proportion that show me a guy who's playing in women's sports in Montana. I can't wait to see where it's at. Because the truth is, if it happened, it would be big, big, big news. It doesn't happen. And instead, we're talking about that, and Congress is acting on that, instead of acting on the issues that impact Americans.
Actually, no, Congress right now, with Republican control, is acting on the issues that impact Americans, something you failed to do. Look, this guy, what did he just do there? He said, well, this isn't really that big of an issue. Yeah, it was. It's one of the main reasons you lost your Senate race last year. So don't try to act like this is an important issue. He's trying to downplay the threat, trying to downplay the problem, the fact that there are men going into women's bathrooms. We see that in Montana, right? Zoe Zephyr, Helena, nothing further needed there. And then what about him saying, oh, show me a guy that's playing in women's sports in Montana. Riley Gaines showed him immediately upon seeing that clip. Now, maybe it wasn't big news in Montana because the liberal news media in Montana didn't want to make a big deal out of this. But do you remember the name June Eastwood? June Eastwood is a biological male, is a man from Belgrade, Montana, who ran high school track as a man, even in college. Then he decided that he wanted to identify as a female, and he started winning races and taking away trophies from the girls. He even was named Big Sky Female Athlete of the Week. Oh, but John Tester acts like, show me where that happened in Montana. I'm telling you, this guy. We are so thankful to have a new U.S. Senator, Tim Sheehy.
Montana Talks, where you get the mic. Call in now at 406-294-0970. Here's your host, Aaron Flint.
All right, so let me give you a quick little summary. First off, if you go to MontanaTalks.com, you can see really both of these stories. Yeah, you guys know, in addition to doing the radio show here, I try to get two stories a day on our Montana Talks website that I do. And then I'll cross-post some of the great content from our contributors across the region here as well. We got some great contributors in Wyoming, Billings, Bozeman, Great Falls, Shelby, Missoula, Butte, you name it. And so, and then, of course, you are our contributors as well. When you call into the show, when you send us messages on the Montana Talks app, you know, who was I talking to? Was this Friday? Oh, man, it was like, okay, first off, we had 4 days of early morning wake-ups for the radio show, and then Friday night traveled to Glendive for the Lincoln Reagan dinner there and met so many great folks there. In fact, I had to email our friend Nancy in Roundup because we had the folks from the Patriot Roundtable in Miles City were in Glendive on Friday night, and they made an announcement that, hey, coming up in June, so a few months from now, Gordon Chang, the China expert who you've oftentimes seen on Fox News. Gordon Chang is incredible when talking about the communist Chinese. They're bringing him to Miles City, Montana. I heard that. I was like, I had to send myself a little note, so I remembered to put it on my calendar. So that's going to be incredible. But maybe it was Saturday night. I was talking with a ton of folks on Saturday night, too. Had a great banquet for the Montana chapter of the Safari Club International. Man, had so many great hunting trips, fishing trips, guns that were auctioned off and more. There was this really cool Trump gun. I think it was a Donald J. Trump Glock 19. Really cool pistol. And of course, the Glock 19 is a nice, you know, more concealed carry style pistol. But what was cool is you've seen, you know, handguns that have a Donald Trump theme to them. They'll say Trump 2024 or Make America Great Again or whatever. But this pistol had Donald J. Trump's mugshot on it. And, you know, of course, the American flag subdued and so much more. But it wasn't just like some cheap paint job. I mean, this thing was cool. So the SCI of Montana chapter really put on a great event. But it was cool. I saw that the person who ended up getting the winning bid on the Trump gun is a woman. And, you know, which isn't a surprise. You know, people in Montana love guns. Women love guns. Women love the outdoors, too. And so, but what was really cool is I went up and talked with her afterwards, and I said, man, it was really cool that you got that Trump gun. That thing was cool, and, you know, because they had it there in person. You could look at it, feel it, and she said, yeah. She says, you know what? This is my first gun. I don't own any guns. This is my first gun. But I was like, I got to get my Trump gun. And she says, I don't even really know how to shoot. I said, that's all right. Don't worry. You're in the right place. I said, you know, you can get a hold of Daryl Holland probably. He's a long-range shooting guy in particular, but I'm sure he can do the short range as well. Or there's guys out there like Frank Oderman, retired Navy SEAL, you know, former fire chief in Billings. I said, there's plenty of people who can get you all trained up, and you'll be out shooting your husband in no time. It happens all the time. The women always end up being better shooters because they actually listen and pay attention, and whereas we think we know it all. And so that we don't listen and pay attention, and we just keep our old bad habits like usual. Here you go, though. So this was the first audio that caught my eye. I think John Jackson, the Joker from X, shared this clip on X over the weekend. So here's John Tester blaming Kamala Harris for his big election loss to Navy SEAL veteran and now U.S. Senator Tim Sheehy in Montana's 2024 U.S. Senate race. Let me pull it up. I'm going to just go to the AI software platform so I can cue it up in the right spot here. All right. So here you had Bill Maher on HBO. He was quoting a New York Times story. And this New York Times story was talking about how Democrats are just a mess right now. They're fighting each other. They're a wreck. They're divided on everything. They don't know how to respond to Trump. Do they fight back with their stupid little banjo concerts, or do they, you know, try to appeal to the center? And so then John Tester gets on there and he tries to pretend to be like he's the expert, like he's got all the answers. Well, you got to go to these disenfranchised Republicans. You've got to go talk to people about common sense stuff. It's like, oh, for Pete's sake, man, you're the guy who voted against the Keystone XL pipeline when it mattered the most. You're the guy that voted to not protect women's sports. You voted in support of the radical transgender agenda. You were in support of this open borders invasion. You did nothing to stop that throughout the 4 years of the Biden-Mayorkas train wreck. Oh, but now you're going to be there on HBO pretending to be the expert. Look at me. I'm moderate. What a phony. What a fraud. Where was it at here? Because then Bill Maher basically calls him out. Okay, I thought I had it queued up here in the right. Okay, here we go. Yeah, here we go. This is the part where Bill Maher then basically says, well, wait a minute. Why did you lose your race?
I think of you as not quite a radical Democrat, but you couldn't hang on to your seat in Montana.
Well, that's true, because there was more people that voted against me than voted for me.
I know that part of it, John. I'm just... but why? I mean...
Well, because if you want to know the truth, the top of the ticket lost by, what, 30-some points?
That's my point, yes.
That's right. And the truth is the top of the ticket has to at least be competitive if you're going to win in a red state or even a purple state. Mm-hmm. And the top of the ticket did not perform because I don't think the top of the ticket embraced the issues that Americans were talking about. We got wrapped up in all the cancel culture's crap.
Yeah. and the identity politics. But I
anyway, yeah, what a fraud, what a phony there, pretending to have all the answers and then throwing Kamala Harris under the bus. I'll tell you, if I was Kamala Harris or Tim Walz or the Democrats, I'd be ticked off at this guy. I'd be like, oh, wait, who the heck are you, man? You were in on this every step of the way, but now you want to, like, blame us? Give me a break. My friend Jake Eaton, the rock-solid conservative political consultant, he replied to John Tester's audio right there by saying this. Oh, John Tester now blaming Harris for his loss. Harris lost by 20, not 30 points. Tester lost because he abandoned Montana values. And then C, he says, Tester ran an Adam Schiffy campaign. He spent $95 million and still lost by 8 points. Yeah, what a phony, what a fraud. Into the phone lines we go. I mentioned Nancy and Roundup and Gordon Chang coming to Miles City in June. That's pretty exciting news, isn't it, Nancy?
It sure is. I'm going to try and get there. Like I said, I'm having some issues, and I'm having some surgery done tomorrow, so it just depends on how things go. But anyway, I want to get to this John Tester. My opinion on why he's going to Los Angeles is because Gavin Newsom, as Trump calls him, is the top candidate to run for president. I actually think that the Democrats are starting to campaign for Gavin Newsom, and that's why he's there. And I just want a quick word about the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol is in the Rio Grande Valley right now. They're putting up 18-foot panels, border fence. And I wish that it was 50 feet, but 18 feet is what they're putting up right now. And just a quick word about Senator Tim Sheehy. I listened to the 77 WABC New York City news station every Sunday morning at 4 a.m. He was on. He did an interview with Let the Record Show, and he was talking about, of course, his fire business, fire putting out business, and then he also spoke about our public school system, how we're going to get back to the states having control over education. So anyway, it was a great interview. He does such splendid interviews. He really does.
Yeah, he's so well spoken, and you can tell he's the real deal too. He's not just a phony. Go, hey, well, first off, I know our listeners are going to be praying for you that your surgery goes well and that you'll be immediately right back up and at them. And then, yeah, that Gordon Chang deal in Miles City is going to be really cool. When they mentioned it, I said I got to share this with Nancy and Roundup. And then your theory on Tester trying to buddy up to California Governor Gavin Newsom. That makes a lot of sense because John Tester will think, well, maybe in 4 years I could be a cabinet member, or, you know, he'll play the phony flip-flop game so they can say, oh, well, let's go get that moderate guy from Montana to be on the ticket even, right? And even though he's no moderate, he's a phony, he's a fraud.
You're right there, but, yeah, Gavin Newsom seems to be calming down and starting to get a little bit not as radical, so I think that he is going to run in 2028, but I don't think these people got it through their head that we voted against absolutely everything that they stand for last November. I mean, they just can't seem to get it.
Yeah, I said that on Friday night. I said, you know, people are just sick of their Adam Schiff, and not just the Democrats, but the media that constantly props them up too. We've seen through it. We've seen through the whole shtick.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
This party has doubled down on their radicalism. They are now the party of endless war. We saw that on display at the joint session speech on Tuesday night. They are now the party that advocates and champions men and women's sports. They're the party now that puts the rights of illegal immigrants. And we know we have known terrorists and rapists and murderers and others and cartel members and gang members in our country, and they're fighting for the rights of illegal immigrants versus the safety of the American people. And then you find out hundreds of billions of dollars are being spent abroad on this crap, and they're calling that a constitutional crisis.
Check out the Sean Hannity Radio Show later today, right here.
Warning!
Inflation is back on the rise. The national debt is spiraling out of control. The stock market has been at an all-time high, and wars continue to rage across the globe. Experts are predicting a massive economic crash for 2025, and you should be ready. Will you sit on the sidelines and wait, or will you take action today to help protect your hard-earned retirement savings? Right now, you can get a free gold and silver kit from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco, where you'll learn why tens of thousands of hardworking Americans and even the world's central banks are turning to precious metals to help protect and diversify their money. Get your free gold and silver kit from Goldco by visiting HannityGold.com or calling 855-815-GOLD. You could even receive up to a 10% instant match on bonus silver for qualified accounts. Don't let your financial future slip through your fingers. Learn why so many Americans are diversifying with gold and silver today. Visit HannityGold.com or call 855-815-GOLD.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. For today, we'll have partly to mostly cloudy skies with a slight chance for a spotty late-day rain shower developing. High temperatures close to 50 degrees for Bozeman, mid-60s though for Billings. For tonight, slight chance for light rain-snow mixture early in the evening, with overnight low temperatures dropping back into the lower part of the 30s. And that's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm weatherology meteorologist Michael Caro.
Out here in the middle of all these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. And sometimes, that's how it feels when you're going through tough times. Trouble sleeping, your mind racing. So what do? We get help. There are people in our community who are here for us. Sometimes, just talking to someone can make all the difference in the world. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. That's loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Are you
This is where Montana talks. Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. Hey, oh, I forgot to tell you guys before that last break, and big thanks to Nancy and Roundup. Great phone call there. But I forgot to tell you before that last break, normally every day during the legislative session, we run the legislative update from the Montana Family Foundation right here after that 6:50 Hannity commentary. But this week, they are on a transmittal break, I think through Friday. I think the legislature goes back into session on Friday. So Monday through Thursday, they've got, you know, basically a four-day break. And by the way, it was so cool to see Speaker of the House Brandon Lear and Representative Greg Commits out of the Montana House of Representatives. I saw State Senator Bob Phelan. And then, God, who was the young lady from Sydney? She was really cool too, and I apologize, I'm spacing her name off the top of my head here, but yeah, so many great lawmakers that were there in the House for the Dawson County Lincoln Reagan dinner, which, you think about it, I don't know what time they gaveled out of the Capitol in Helena, but I know they had a morning floor session, and so they drove all the way to Glendive from Helena on Friday and then stayed for the program Friday evening. But we wrapped up by around 8:30, which is pretty good time for the Lincoln Reagan. Sometimes those things can go pretty late. Sometimes you get a few too many speakers and then you never get out of there. But no, it was a great event. Well done. The beef was absolutely incredible, by the way. They've got a kid there, apparently. I was talking with Betsy Hedrick. They've got a kid there who raises his own beef and then gets it processed in Billings, and that's what they used for their beef, for their brisket on Friday night. And man, that beef brisket was incredible. Now I'm going to have to pull out my protein chips here during the next break so that I can have my little mid-morning snack, maybe a little early since I'm thinking about beef brisket. But because they're on their transmittal break, we're going to resume the legislative update. I think on Friday is when the Montana Family Foundation will go back to having the daily update here throughout the duration of the legislative session. Had a message that came in on our Montana Talks app. Maybe some of these came in over the weekend. First, Carol, I think Carol is in Billings. She says, Aaron, I know you think Governor Gianforte is very conservative, so maybe you could ask him to support Senate Bill 90, which passed out of the Senate 50-0. Giving a one-time $200 rebate check is a huge slap in the face. I think everyone's property taxes should be based on the purchase price of the home.
Seems so simple. And then Carol also said, yeah, you know, I know the breakfast flakes, you know, they'd be going after the governor on this one. So I actually talked with Mark and Paul before they're taking the month of March off because Mark's calving and more. But with regard to the $200 rebate check, because they were asking me about this too. I said, hey, I almost went in and interrupted you guys while you were in the middle of your show prep, because we had a story on our Montana Talks website about the $200 property tax relief. That is just one measure. And so, because there were a lot of people that were then they were on the social media pages for our radio station saying $200, that's nothing. What the heck? And so, of course, Mark and Paul were saying the same thing. $200, what the heck? That's nothing. And now, if you were listening to Montana Talks that very same morning, I broke it down. The $200 property tax relief, that's just for the lodging bed tax revenue that comes into the state. They're saying instead of giving all that money to the general fund or all that money to these tourism promotion efforts, let's give property tax relief to Montanans. And that's the bill that passed. But Senate Bill 90 or some version of property tax relief that involves a homestead tax exemption, yeah, that is what the governor himself is proposing. He has been the champion of a homestead exemption for property tax relief. So any bills in the legislature that are talking about homestead exemption, it's the governor. He's actually the one who's pitching that. But anyway, it was fun. I told Mark and Paul, I said, yeah, I was going to come and give you guys a heads up on that one, because I saw some of the comments on Facebook as well. And they're like, oh, anytime you want to pop in here, and even if our microphones are on, you can pop in here. So I'm going to have to do that, because we sure miss it when they're out here. They're fun to see down the hall.
This is the Montana Economic Minute.
We're about to receive another lesson about governments and economic growth, specifically about how hard it is for any government, even a very large and powerful federal government, to make the economy grow faster, and how much more effective government has usually been at destroying growth. That's because when we received a report on how the U.S. economy performed in the first quarter of this year, it's likely showed negative growth for the first time in 3 years. It's not set in stone, but according to the Atlanta Fed's well-regarded nowcast of GDP growth, growth will come in at -2.4% for the first 3 months of the year when it gets announced next month. It still might not come to pass, but if it does, it won't be a complete surprise. The upheaval in tariff policy alone has been destructive to growth. Not only does it pause investment and risk-taking to try to understand where policy is going, but it also steers spending to economically unproductive uses as businesses try to anticipate and mitigate their exposure to new costs. I'm Patrick Barkey.
Brought to you by the University of Montana Bureau of Business and Economic Research.